弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
真的，我要再说一次，光阴似箭，岁月如梭。
Time really flies.
很快我们就进入了2019年。
So we are now in the year 2019.
而且我要谢谢大家，因为在这新年的第一个主日礼拜，大家就能够调整时间，提早到9:30来开始我们的主日礼拜。
I'm thankful that we are all able to make the adjustment to make the new year with a new worship time 15 minutes earlier than before.
那今天是2019年的第一个主日。
So this is the first Sunday of the year 2019.
那在去年12月31号晚上的跨年祷告会当中，我向与会的弟兄姐妹们揭晓了今年教会的主题。
In the Watch Night Prayer Meeting, that crossed the New Year's Eve to New Year, I share with our brothers and sisters who came the theme of our church this year.
就是出自刚才所读以赛亚书54章2到3节的扩张帐幕左右开展。
It came from the passage we just read, from Isaiah 54 verse 2-3, enlarge the tent and spread out to the right and to the left.
以赛亚书书里面有关弥赛亚的预言之详尽呢，在先知书当中无出其右者。
The book of Isaiah contains more messianic prophecies than any other prophetic book in the Old Testament.
这也使得以赛亚书和诗篇、生命记并列为受新约引用最多的旧约书卷。
For this reason, the book of Isaiah was one of the most quoted Old Testament book in the New Testament, along with Psalms and Deuteronomy.
所以大家对于基督是由童女所生，而且要为世人受苦等等的预言，尤其感到熟悉。
So many of us are familiar with the prophecies about Jesus being born of a virgin, and also that he will bear our suffering.
那就在论基督将要担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，像羔羊被牵到宰杀之地等的第53章之后呢？
So right after chapter 53, where Isaiah uttered the prophecy about Christ surely taking up our pain and bearing our suffering and pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, and also led like a lamb to the slaughter.
以赛亚书就在第54章转而对以色列民来传达神对他们的怜悯，而我们教会今年的主题就出自这一章。
The very next chapter of Isaiah turned to the convey God's message of mercy to the people of Israel, and from that chapter we took the theme for our church this year.
所以我们今天就要一同来探讨和聆听神对于他的百姓所说的话。
So we want to listen intensely to what God has to say to his people.
首先我们要看的是神对不忠的以色列的旨意。
So first, we want to see God's will for the unfaithful Israel.
我在这里放的图片是象征了婚姻关系的破裂的图片。
So this picture represents the disruption of a marital relationship.
神把以色列民对他的背叛比喻为以色列在婚姻上面的不忠。
So God have likened the Israelites' betrayal of God to unfaithful spouse in marriage.
那神就揭示了他们可悲处境的真相，让他们知道自己犹如被离弃、心中忧伤的妻。
So God has demonstrated, clearly made known to Israel their miseries, and that is just like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit.
那他们之所以会好像是被离弃的妻， 然后心中痛苦，这个其实是他们自作自受的结果。
Why was Israel like a woman forsaken and grieved in the spirit? That's the consequence of their own sinful behavior.
因为他们背离真神而崇拜假神，放弃真道而转向世界。
Because they turned away from God to idols and turned away from the truth to the world.
所以呢，神就对先知以西结这么说：我在旷野向他们起誓，必将他们分散在列国，四散在列邦，因为他们不遵行我的典章，竟厌弃我的律例，干犯我的安息日，眼目仰望他们父亲的偶像，我也任他们遵行不美的律例，谨守不能使人活着的恶规。
So God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, Ezekiel said, Moreover, I swore to them in the wilderness that I will scatter them among the nations and disperse them through the countries because they had not obeyed my rules but had rejected my statutes and profaned my Sabbaths. And their eyes were set on their father's idols. Moreover, I gave them statutes that were not good and rules by which they could not save, they could not have life.
那就因为以色列他们对于神的不忠，就使他们成为没有丈夫的，也因此是不怀孕不生养的，还被世人看为蒙羞暴愧受辱了人。这样的以色列真的是流浪在外，举目无亲，被人蔑视啊。
So because Israel have been unfaithful to God, they became the desolate barren woman that could not bear children, and they were ashamed, confounded, and put to shame. They were wandering about without kinsmen to support and despised by others.
可是呢，虽然以色列这么的不忠，神还是向以色列来宣示了他丰盛的慈爱啊。
But despite all these unfaithfulness of the Israelites, God still clearly demonstrates His abundant love for Israel.
你想想看，神把以色列比喻为不忠的妻子，可是他还是这么的疼爱他们。
So even though God has likened Israel as an unfaithful wife, He still loved him, her dearly.
那位遭以色列背叛的丈夫呢，也就是神自己，依然以慈爱召唤他们回到他跟前，进入他为他们预备的恩典和祝福当中。
So God himself, the husband betrayed by Israel, the nation, still called the Israelites in love to come back to him, to the grace and blessings he had prepared for them.
你看，神要让他们这没有丈夫的，比有丈夫的儿女还要更多。
So God promised them this, that more are the children of the desolate, woman without husband, than the children of the married wife.
这是要把他们带领回到神给他们的祖先亚伯拉罕的使命以及应许当中啊。
Because God wanted to bring them back to the promise and mission that God originally gave, Abraham.
你看，神对亚伯拉罕说，你也要叫别人得福。地上的万族都要因你得福，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。
So when God called Abraham, he promised Abraham that you will be a blessing. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven and the sand that's on the seashore.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，我们因信基督耶稣都成为神的儿女了。
So God has clearly told us through the scripture that by believing in Jesus Christ we have all become sons of God.
那我们也就都因信成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And we also thus become the offspring of Abraham.
所以感谢主，还不止如此呢，神要让他们的忧伤、恐惧、痛苦、羞辱等等全部都要转为喜乐。
And not only that, God wanted to turn their grief, fear and pain into joy.
你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这未曾经过惨难的要发声歌唱，扬声欢呼。
So sing, O barren one who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry out loud.
你看，我们的神不仅是要用他的爱 将以色列召回到他的面前。
But our God not only wants to bring Israel back through His love, by His love.
而且还要赐给他们那没有人能够夺走的那喜乐。
He also wanted to give them the joy that nobody can take away.
可是我们来想想看哦，以色列民啊，接二连三的背逆神、离弃神，正如是诗篇所记啊，他们再三试探神，惹动以色列的圣者，而神自己还对以色列说：“你自幼年以来总是这样不听从我的话。”我们就有一个问题了：神为什么还要这样的怜悯他们、施恩给他们呢
？Now one may naturally ask if Israel had been so rebellious and repeatedly rebel and abandon God. Even the Bible says they tested God again and again and provoked the Holy One of Israel. It's in Psalm 78:41. And God Himself said to them, "This hath been your manner from your youth, that you disobeyed my voice." Then why did God still have mercy on them?
其实圣经告诉我们非常清楚的五点理由。
So God has told us five reasons in the scriptures.
首先是因为神纪念他的创造和拣选。
So God remember whom he created and elected.
我们的神宣告说，因为造你的是你的丈夫。
So he said, for your maker is your husband.
这是论到神对于我们人，包括以色列在内的创造。
And that is about the creation of people, including Israel.
然后又说万军之耶和华是他的名
And the Lord of hosts is his name
所以我们的神是以他的至高的身份来拣选以色列归向他
So as God elected Israelites He was choosing them in his authority as the God, the Almighty One
那么神也不能够背乎他自己的圣洁
And second reason, God cannot deny His own holiness.
我们人可以出尔反尔。
We as people, we can turn back on our own words.
我们可以改变我们的承诺，我们的应许。
And sometimes we break our promises.
可是圣经很清楚地告诉我们，这是神自己说的，救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。
But scripture clearly say God cannot deny his own holiness, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth is his, he is called.
所以圣经特别提到我们的神是那位圣者，是那圣洁的。
So scripture teaches us that God is the Holy One.
第三个理由是神必定坚定他所立的约。
And God must establish his covenant.
那你看看在以赛亚书54章的第六节圣经说耶和华造你如遭被离弃心中忧伤的妻就是幼年所娶的妻呀、
啊、So it's Isaiah 54:6 says For the Lord has called you like a wife deserted and grieved in spirit like a wife of youth when she is cast off
我们讲到爱情的誓言婚姻的盟约我们常常说山盟海誓、
So we often describe the vow made between two loving the partners or the, in marriage as the making a vow to the mountains and to the sea
那、这个我们说我会爱你一辈子
So I will love you forever
可是很多时候我们会看到人们在婚姻当中这个本来是相看两不厌最后是越看越讨厌
So but all, how quickly this changed from I can't leave my eyes off you to like I cannot look at you for one more minute
所以我们就离弃了我们当初的约定
So we have departed from our original covenant.
可是神他必定要永远坚守他所立的约。
But God will always be faithful to the covenant he made.
那么对于这位背叛他而且是一而再再而三背叛他的以色列我们的神怎么样呢 他的恩典会胜过他的怒气。
So to this Israelites who have repeatedly abandoned God and provoked God, God's grace and mercy is greater than his anger.
我们基督徒常常会有一个错误的想法，就是我们不应该生气。
So we Christians often have a wrong idea that we should not get angry at all.
甚至有人说生气就是犯罪。
So some even say that anger is sin.
可是你翻遍圣经找不到这样的教导。
But you never see this teaching in the Bible.
圣经说的是什么？生气却不要犯罪。
So be angry but do not sin. That's the teaching.
事实上你看到圣经很多是告诉我们说神发怒而且是发烈怒。
So many times we'll see in the scripture describing God as being angry or even in great wrath.
可是我们常常容许我们的怒气来主宰我们的脾气 我们的个性。
We often allow our own anger to dominate all that we think.
神不一样。
But God is different.
神的恩典神的怜悯胜过他的怒气。
God has mercy that's greater than his anger.
他对以色列说我离弃你不过片时却要施大恩将你收回。
So he said, for a brief moment I deserted you, but with great compassion I will gather you.
更重要的事情是我们的神告诉我们说他的慈爱与平安乃是永存的。
So he has said that I will love you with everlasting love.
以赛亚书54章第10节我们大家一起来读好吗？
So let's read together
Isaiah
54 verse 10.
来大家来，
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移。
这是延续你的耶和华说的。我在加州服侍的时候，教会里面有一位老姊妹呢，她的哥哥是香港以前很有名的一位牧师，已经过世了，叫苏佐阳牧师。
So when I was serving the church in California, one of the sisters in the church, her brother used to be a very well-known pastor in Hong Kong. He's now with the Lord.
但是苏佐阳牧师他就将这一节这一段的这个经文这一节经文把它编成诗歌。
So this pastor had written a song with this passage.
我不知道你们有没有听过，我来唱一遍哈。大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但主的慈爱永不离开你。有没有听过？
Yeah. Has anyone heard this song?
有哈，哦，感谢主，感谢主，那我们可以看到，无论如何，这就标示出了我们的神对于那不忠的以色列的旨意。
So this shows God's love and His will for that unfaithful Israel.
可是现在最重要的事情是，我们要明白神对我们新约教会的旨意是什么。
Now we need to understand what God's will is for us. That's that has to directly what to do with us.
我们的教会。是根据神在新约当中的启示而建立的。
So our church is built based on God's revelation in the New Testament.
我们根据以赛亚书第54章，我们就可以看到神对我们新约教会的第一个旨意，就是说我们要稳扎稳打。
So, the first thing that we can glean from this passage for our church is that God wanted the church to establish a firm foundation and expand in a steady step.
神在这里对他的子民提起帐幕之地，他们对这个一定非常熟悉。
God used the place of your tent to mention that to the people of Israel. They must be very familiar with this phrase.
他们住在中东。
Because they lived in the Middle East.
他们的祖先曾经在旷野漂流过。
So their ancestors were nomads in the land.
所以他们对于游牧民族的帐篷一定非常的熟悉啊。
They understood how to live in tents as nomads.
我们这个建会姊妹是内蒙来的，你有没有看过蒙古包啊？
Have you seen there's a big tent in the Mongolia?
啊，有哈，哎呀，这个蒙古包是那种，它可以弄得很豪华，很舒服啊，我都在里面住过的。
So those Mongolian tents can be made very big, very even luxurious.
那边的弟兄姐妹还烤全羊给我啊。
And I also live there and enjoy the whole roasted lamb.
就很奇怪，那边的羊他们叫草原羊，没有腥膻味了。
But the lamb meat doesn't have the special kind of
smell.
That smell.
Yeah. Okay. 很好吃的。
Yes.
将来有一天我们去内蒙啊，这个咱们有个短宣队带大家去吃去。
So highly recommended. So please join us in a short-term mission to that area.
Okay.
And then you can enjoy the Mongolian not beef.
Lamb.
Mongolian lamb.
Yeah. 但是呢，你不要看那个这个帐篷，不管它是蒙古包的豪华，还是我们一般露营的时候那么的简单。你在搭帐篷的时候必须怎么样？稳扎稳打，不可偷懒取巧。
So whether it's the huge, luxurious Mongolian tent or your camping tent, that's kind of small, but there's this one thing in common is that when you build it, you have to build it carefully according to what is the best practice, and you cannot cut corners.
否则呢，它就很容易在风雨当中倾颓了。
Because if you cut corners, it's going to fall apart in the storm.
所以我们的神就要他们来明白。他们要建立跟他的关系以及实践他的托付呢，就必须在神为他们所立的根基上面稳扎稳打，步步为营啊。
So likewise, God wanted his people to firmly establish on the foundation that he built for them, and upon that, to further the relationship with him and carry out his mission.
使徒保罗讲得很清楚。
So the Apostle Paul said that clearly.
我知道神给我的恩好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。
So by the grace of God, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it.
只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好了根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ, with him and carry his mission.
我们感谢神，耶稣基督自己就是那个根基。
We praise God because Jesus Christ is the foundation.
他是我们的磐石。
He is our rock.
他是我们永远的根基。
He is our eternal foundation.
然后我们就要在上面建造我们的工程。
And we will build upon him.
有人带我们信主，感谢主。
And there's someone who led me to the Lord, and we praise the Lord for that.
有人带领我们在主里成长。
And there's someone else who led us to grow in the Lord.
可是之后我们就要来自己建造在基督耶稣的救恩上面的工程。
But we must continue to build the building that God has assigned us to build upon the foundation that's already laid.
哥林多前书第三章说，我们可以选择两个种类的材料来盖这个工程。
There's two different kind of material we can choose to build it.
第一个是稳扎稳打，你要用金银宝石来建造。
One is to establish a firm foundation and build it methodically with the best material: gold, silver, bronze.
那另外一种就是偷鸡摸狗，偷懒取巧，然后用草木合接来建造。
So the other way is to use just cut corners, use cheap materials like wood and stubbles and hay.
那将来有主耶稣审判台前的审判之火来试验，到时候就知道谁存得住，谁要受亏损了。
And when your work is tested by the fire of the final judgment, it will show whether your work will last.
大家有听过三只小猪盖房子的故事吧？
So you may have all heard the story about the three piglets.
哎呀，这个大哥猪啊，最偷懒，他就是随便用稻草就是盖了房子。
So the oldest piglet would build a house with just straws and stubble.
然后大野狼一来啊，他甚至于不需要咬，他就在那边呼，这吹一下，这个茅草屋就倒了。
The big bad wolf did not even have to jump on it, just with one blow, the house fell apart.
那二哥猪呢，不是那么偷懒，可是也不是那么勤快，他就用树枝就随便搭了一个屋子。Uh-huh.然后大野狼一来呢，摇一摇也倒了。
The second brother, spent a little more effort to build it with sticks. But when the big bad wolf came, all he needed to do was to just shake it with his paws, and that fell apart.
那小地猪呢，最稳扎稳打，他又用砖头啊、水泥啊，很认真的盖起了一栋砖屋。
But the youngest piglets would spend much more effort to build it with rocks, with bricks.
还造了壁炉，还有个烟囱。
And even have a little chimney.
那这个大哥猪、二哥猪避难到逃到他家里，大野狼也紧随而来。
So when the oldest and the second brother fled from the wolf and went into his house and chased by the wolf,
大野狼一吹不倒。
So the big bad wolf huff and puff, it didn't fall.
那大野狼在外面又摇又撞也不倒。
So the big bad wolf would shake and jump and it didn't fall.
哎。后来呢，这个大野狼就发现，那屋顶上有个烟囱，那里面那个是一个很大的孔啊，他就爬上去要从里面钻进去。
And finally, the big bad wolf wanted to jump through the chimney to go into the house.
没有想到这个小地猪呢，在底下那个壁炉那一边呢，烧了一锅子的滚水。
So he didn't anticipate that there would be a pot of boiling water waiting for him.
那是大野狼就掉下去给活活烫死了。
So it's, he was boiled to death.
所以我们要谨慎选择我们建造工程的材料。
So we must choose carefully with what we build.
不只是我们个人。
Not only personally.
我们的教会也是一样。
But also for our church.
所以以弗所书第四章就为我们地方教会的稳扎稳打提供了方法与方向。
So the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians provide a guidance to each individual church how to establish the firm foundation.
在首先就是在神为教会所赐下所设立的工人带领下装备圣徒训练工人。
So firstthat would be that the church that God has established will make efforts led by the stewards he has ordained to equip the saints and train the workers.
就像是以弗所书四章十一到十二节所讲的，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Sure. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ. That's verse 11 and 12.
那么再过来就是要以基督耶稣为元首，真理与圣爱为前提，分工合作，齐心建造。
So the next would be honoring Christ as the head and all saints work together according to their various gifts and assignments.
就是以弗所书四章十五到十六节所讲的。
That's verse 15 to 16.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督啊。
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him in the head, who is the head into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together.
好，那么我们要特别注意，在这里特别讲到是分工合作，是彼此相助，所以绝对不是各自为政。
So here we must emphasize that we have different gifts and different assignments, but we work as a team. It's not an individual work, but a teamwork.
那我们再过来第三点，就是要以认识基督为目标，要活出基督为导向，要追求灵性成熟，无惧异端。
So setting as a goal of knowing Christ and conforming to His image in our lives to pursue spiritual maturity and dispel heresies.
圣经在这里说，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于义，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So here says, verse 13 says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以我们可以看到，最近在我们的弟兄姐妹当中，我们的慕道友当中，有人遭遇了摩门教，有人遭遇了耶和华见证人，有人遭遇了东方闪电，就是现在自称为全能神教的那个大异端。
So, in, now, among brothers and sisters, or maybe some of those, who are still seeking, they have many encounters with, the missionaries from Mormon churches or Jehovah Witness or even the Eastern
Lightning,
which is a cult.
那我们如果没有在真理上扎根，很容易就被他们给拉走了。
So if we are not firmly established in our foundation of truth, we can easily be led astray.
所以圣经说我们要满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇来这摇动飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So the passage said that to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
大概是可能有20年了啊，我还在台湾当牧师的时候。有一次我开车在邮局啊，我要离开邮局，正要离开，有两个外国人来敲我的车窗的窗户。
So, when I was still in Taiwan about 20 years ago, I was a pastor there, and one day as I was driving, to leave the post office, parking lot, a couple of people knocked at the window of my car.
我一看是，你一看他装扮就知道是摩门教徒。
And you can immediately recognize they were Mormon, missionaries.
美国人哦。
They were Americans.
哎呀，中文讲得很溜哦。
They have very good, Chinese.
我们可不可以跟你谈谈呢？
So can we have a chat with you?
还要送一些书给我。
And also wanted to give me some books.
我就说，可以啊。但是你得先听我来谈一谈我所信的耶稣基督。
So yes, I said yes, I'd be delighted to if you would let me talk about the Jesus Christ that I know.
我都会在车里放一本圣经，我就拿出来了。
Because I usually have a Bible in my car, so I brought out the Bible.
那两位老兄的反应是这样的话我们今天比较忙，没有办法哈，下一次再来找你。
So they immediately said, oh, well, actually, we don't have time for that discussion now, so we'll talk some other day.
他们很害怕神的话语。
So, because they were afraid of the true word of God.
所以如果以后有管他什么的乱七八糟的异端去敲你的门，你自己装备妥当，拿着圣经说，你先让我跟你讲圣经再说。
So whenever you come across any cult or heresies, when they come want to talk to you, you bring out your Bible and say, let's just talk based on this book.
记得圣经是圣灵的宝剑呐。
Because the scripture is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.再不然圣经告诉我们说要稳扎稳打，现在我们要看的就是说我们要来扩张地界啊。
So first we are taught to establish firm foundation and expand in steady steps, and then with that expansion we'll enlarge our land.
我们都知道说这个圣经很清楚吩咐我们在建立帐幕，我们稳扎稳打根基稳固之后呢，我们也得扩张地界。
So after establishing the tent with a firm foundation, we must expand in steady step to enlarge the land.
就树木而言啦，在根深之后就会枝茂，就会多结果子，这个事情再自然不过了。想想看，我们去年的主题不就是往下扎根，向上结果吗？
Yeah, so if you're a tree, once you've taken deep roots, you'll grow tall and lush and then bear much fruit. And that was the theme of our church last year. Take roots below and bear fruit above.
所以啊，我们买房子的时候要小心呐、啊，这个离我们的这个主建筑太近的地方，不要有那种会长得很高很大的树啊，不然你会很麻烦。
So now you know that when you buy a house or build a house, don't have a tree that would take very deep roots very close to your main housing structure.
否则啊，它将来根会钻到你的这个房子的那个叫什么？
那基础。
对对，那
基础。
这叫什么？地基啊，对对，谢谢，中文退步了，它会钻到地基底下就很麻烦了。
Because when the roots of the tree would actually go into your foundation, it would be very difficult to deal with.
因为它会长大，它一定会扩张它的地界。
Because when the tree grow, it's going to expand, it's going to take roots.
那么就牧人而言，他在立足之后就会繁衍呐。
So and for the shepherd, once the clan is established, the people and flocks will also grow.
你看圣经告诉我们说，当亚伯兰那时候还叫亚伯兰，不是亚伯拉罕啊，他带着一家大小从埃及回到迦南地之后，他繁衍壮大的速度非常快，甚至于到了亚伯兰跟罗德两叔侄相争的地步。
So when Abram returned from Egypt to Canaan, at that time his name wasn't Abraham yet, but you know, after returning from to Canaan, his clan grew very quickly, and to this point that his people, his shepherds, and the shepherds of his nephew Lot would begin quarreling about land.
所以他们这个时候就得怎么样扩张地界，否则居住空间就会不足，人畜粮食就会不济。
So at that point they must expand, they must go out to enlarge the land, otherwise they would not have enough resource to support them.
那神就吩咐以色列要扩张地界。
So God also ordered Israel to expand and enlarge their land.
而且提醒他们不要短视尽力，只看现在，只顾眼前呐。
And God reminded them not just to look immediate needs or successes, but look further.
我们现在一起来把以赛亚书54章第二节再一起读一遍。
Let's read together Isaiah 54, verse 2.
来，要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制。要放长你的绳子，限住你的橛子。我们神在这里吩咐以色列，吩咐我们要扩张帐幕之地。
So God has commanded the Israelites to enlarge the place of the tent.
这就让我们想到了耶稣在升天之前赐给门徒们的这个使命和应许。
That reminded us the commands that Jesus gave to his disciple before his ascension.
我们的神要我们靠着圣灵所赐的能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做他的见证。
Jesus commanded his disciple after they received the power from the Holy Spirit to be his witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
所以我们不能够只求在我们的耶路撒冷，也就是我们的 Richland, 我们的 Tri-Cities, 安居乐业就好了，我们乃是要放眼四维地区，要胸怀普世万民。
So we cannot just ask to be comfortable and at ease where we are, our own Jerusalem, like in Richland or Tri-Cities, but we must look past that and look towards the whole earth.
其实就是要张大居所幔子。
So that's what God says, enlarging the place of your tent.
为什么？因为我们要容纳更多的人口啊。
It is for the purpose of accommodating more people.
我们教会很好，会想尽办法满足所有人的需要。
So our church has tried to make every effort to accommodate all those who come.
我们有一个团契叫南区空巢团契。
We have a fellowship called the Richland South Empty Nesters.
为什么叫空巢啊
？Why are they called the empty nesters？
因为这个儿子女儿都长大，都飞出去了。
Because after the children are grown and launched, they become the empty nesters.
然后家里就剩夫妻两个，大眼瞪小眼。
So they have left are the husband and wife and just being together all the time.
所以他们这时候所要考虑的是要 downsize， 就是要。房子要变小一点。
So they started thinking about downsizing their house.
因为人口不再那么多了。
Because they don't have as many people living in the house.
可是如果是刚刚结婚的。
But if you are young married,
那你就要考虑要买大的房子。
So you would need to buy a house bigger than what you need right now.
为什么？
Why?
因为将来你会生孩子啊。
Because you will have children.
啊。而且哈，这个一个显然不够。如果只生一个孩子啊，那个孩子将来成长很孤单的。
So and you probably need to have one more than one because one child often the child is lonely growing up.
所以我们中间的年轻夫妇们啊，听清楚啊。
So those who are young couples among us.
创世纪第一章的吩咐。
So remember God's commands in Genesis.
要生养众多。
So be fruitful and multiply.
不然我就不敢再叫你们遍满地面了。
I can't ask you to be cover the whole earth.
所以你就是我们年轻人在结婚的时候，他就要来考虑要买大一点的房子。
So young people usually when they get married, they buy a house bigger than what they immediately need.
为的是将来可以容纳更多的人口。
So that it can accommodate a bigger family in the future.
哎呀，我以前年轻的时候曾经有一个梦啊。
I had a dream when I was young.
将来啊，这个最好我就买一栋或盖一栋这个大楼。
So I would build a big building.
最好是四层楼，有电梯。
At least four stories with elevators.
第一楼就给我父母亲住啊。
The ground floor for my parents.
那第二楼就给我们夫妻两个住。
And then the second floor for us.
那第三楼就给我儿子这个女儿跟我女婿一家住。
So the third story for my daughter and her family.
那第四楼就给我儿子跟他这个太太他们一家住。
And the fourth story is for my son and his family.
然后我就脑海就浮现出儿孙承欢膝下那种丰富满足的感觉。
So I dream of that, just that contentment of seeing your children and children's children all being under one roof.
所以后来我们真的买了一栋四层楼的房子。
So we actually did buy a house with four stories.
然后后来神把我们带来美国。
But then God took us to the U.S.
然后这个在美国多半的年轻人不会跟父母亲住在一起。
Most young people would not live with their parents.
所以可是呢教会不同。
But it's different for church.
教会必须薪火相传一代传一代。
So in the church, multi-generation must come together so that the faith can be passed on.
我们的神给亚伯拉罕的一个应许和挑战是你的后裔必得多国为业呀。
So, because, God's promise to Abraham is that your spring will possess, many nations.
所以我们一方面要更多的关注我弟兄我骨肉之亲的灵魂得救与灵性成长。
So, on the one hand, we must pay more attention to, my people, my own kinsmen, and we have a special love for them.
可是另一方面我们也要超越同胞的圈子将福音分享给我们周遭的人们。
But we also need to go beyond the boundaries of nations and race to share the good news with those who are around us regardless of their background.
无论他们的种族、文化、肤色、语言、生活习惯、政治立场等等是否跟我们一样。
So their race, their culture, their skin color, their language, their living style, and their political stance should not be the obstacle.
我们中间多半是讲普通话讲国语的。
So many of us speak Mandarin Chinese.
可是你知道我们也有很多人讲广东话讲粤语啊。
And quite a few also speak Cantonese.
So, 跟我说雷猴。
Say, 雷猴。
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 哎，我们中间也有讲闽南话的啊。
And there are some who speak Taiwanese.
跟我说，你好。
你好，
你好，
你好。
哎，我们中间也有讲日本话的哦。
And there's some among us who speak Japanese.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
然后我们也有讲菲律宾话的。
And Filipino.
哦，他们那个国语是 Tagalog.
Tagalog.
哦 ，Kumusta ka.
Kumusta ka.
嗯，所以我们或多或少都学一点。可以跟其他人沟通的这个话。
So we learn, even a little bit of language that we can communicate with people of other culture.
对啊，还有上海话，侬好。
Hey. And Shanghainese.
Okay, 好，那弟兄姐妹，我们不管他们是不是跟我们一样，我们要把福音传给他们。
So regardless of where they came from and where they are, we must give them the gospel.
因为这是神给我们的吩咐。
Because this is what God has commanded us to do.
再过来就是要放长绳子。
And then lengthen your cord.
你知道我们搭帐篷的时候，如果要把它搭得更大，我们那绳子就要拉得更长。
So when we make a bigger tent, we need to lengthen the cord.
这就是将我们的侍奉与见证给伸展出去，给延伸出去 ，stretch out.
So it means that we stretch out and step out in our ministries and witness.
就是要向左向右开展。
So it says spread out to the right and to the left.
首先就是我们本地的左邻右舍，尤其是老人社区、弱势族群、医疗院所、警消单位等等的。
So we can think of many of the places in the neighborhood, such as the senior community, the minorities, our fire departments, our police departments.
啊，接着是我们邻近城镇的华人教会、华人团契、华人社群。
And also the Chinese communities and groups in our neighboring cities and communities.
我们可以为新进迁居本地者提供若干协助与服务。
And we can reach out to those who recently moved into the area and serve them.
我们参与讲道与教导的同工可以到其他教会与营会来协助讲道与授课。
And those who have the gift of teaching can go out to other camps and special retreats to help them.
那我们的诗班可以到其他教会献唱诗歌，举行音乐布道。
And our choir can go out to have a missionary trip with a musical mission.
我们有够长假期可以使用的弟兄姐妹，可以参加短宣队，或者是在一些营会担任辅导等等的志工。
And those who have a longer time of vacation can use the vacation time to go to short-term missions or serve as counselor to youth camps.
我们的青少年可以到行动不便者家中协助清扫。
And our youth can go to the elderly's home to help them clean or serve them in basic needs.
我们还可以鼓励大家来参加华美协会和中文学校的工作。
And we also encourage us, each one to maybe take part in the Chinese American Association and also the Chinese school.
那华美协会最近跟我要人说，可不可以来鼓励我们教会的一些弟兄姐妹参选他们的这个参选他们的干部啊。
So the Chinese Association has asked if some from our church can campaign to be elected as officers.
哎，我们这些年轻夫妇啊，我要请你们赶快踊跃去参选呐。
So I would encourage our young couples to consider serving in that capacity.
代表基督。
So because you represent Christ there.
代表我们的教会。
And also represent our church.
再过来我们看到圣经告诉我们要坚固橛子啊。
And then the next thing is to strengthen your stakes.
用今天大陆的常用语来讲，就是维稳。
And it means maintaining stability.
那可是这里的维稳不是压制反对者，不允许异议，要搞一言堂，而是要竭力保守在圣灵在真道上的这个合一。
But stability is not achieved through suppressing the opposing opinions and voices, but rather through making every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
所以圣经告诉我们说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心，互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So scripture said, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing one another in love, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
同时我们要彼此劝慰，然后要互相建立，而且让这个成为我们素常所行，习惯去做的。
And also encourage one another and build up one another and make that a habit of doing so.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我真的相信呢，要扩张你帐幕之地是神对于包括我们教会在内的所有基督教会的吩咐。
So I believe that the command to enlarge the place of your tent is given to all churches including ours.
而且他明确交代我们不要限制啊。
And he instructed us to not hold back.
也就是说不要画地自限，妄自菲薄啊。
So that we do not have a diminished view of our significance or influence.
神的恩典是没有穷尽的。
So God has boundless grace.
我们可以靠着他来做他要我们做的事。
And by his grace, we can do what he has asked us to do.
可是这绝不意味我们可以如天马行空般的任意想象，做白日梦，画饼充饥啊。
Now this does not mean that we just daydream and replace reality with fantasy.
因为我们有神的应许，因为我们必须信靠顺服神。
But rather, our vision is based on God's promise, and we must trust and obey Him.
所以我们靠着主他的恩典，他的大能，我们可以行万事。
So by His grace, we can do all things.
所以我相信神当初给约书亚的应许也同样是给我们的。
So I trust that the promise that God gave to Joshua is the same still holds true to us.
所以我要现在请大家来一起读我们约书亚记第一章五六八九节，就在我们的这个 screen 上面。
So let us read Joshua Chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 and 8 through 9.
我们先读中文。
So Chinese first and then English.
来，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。好 ，English.
I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestor to give them. Keep this book of the law always on your lips.Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you may be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们新的一年。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us another year.
我们已经靠着你走过了一年又一年。
We have walked through, said goodbye to the last year and now started another year in your grace.
你的恩典总是够用。
Because your grace is always sufficient for us.
帮助我们在这新的一年当中更加充分的来信靠顺服。
Help us to trust you and obey you more and more in this new year.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告恳求。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And let's respond with a song.